February begins with the 1st of February, adding up to a 10 universal date, which reduces to 1, setting up a double 1 code. And this special doubling up of the single digit continues throughout February. All 28 days will resonate to the same 2-day and universal date numbers. So it intensifies everything in February. And that's because February is a 9 universal month. So we have this special new ability this month as we let go through the number 9, release and embrace something very deep and spiritual and beautiful, but that requires purging and requires us to clear out and clean out. As we do that, we're blessed with intensifications of every number from 1 through 9 so that we can feel really engaged as we move through each of the single digits. So in this case, new beginnings and endings combine on the 1st of February. And that means you want to be bold, be brave, be original, move forward with your unique ideas and feel totally free to create something that feels brand new, that is unexpected and invigorating and liberating for you. So you're basically experiencing this new chapter in your life and you want to seize the day. And keep in mind, throughout February, as you're going through these days and dates, you are always letting go of something from the past. We are preparing for such a major shift in March, as I spoke about in segment 1. And these numbers are just truly joining up with the number of just tremendous heart-centered awareness, where you're so in the present moment that the past and future just absolutely don't matter. And so this first day of February is a celebration of instant manifestation, new beginnings, and uniqueness. Now on this day, the moon trines Saturn for a few hours, and that means you're taking your life seriously, you're feeling seriously, you're sensing more deeply how your heart just knows where to place your attention. You're taking full responsibility for your overall well-being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And the self-control that Saturn introduces today really helps you stay on track. So it's a good day to have a plan because you can settle important matters and practical matters easily today. And also with Saturn working on your own for a time today is very much favored. Basically, you're stepping up into all your duties with a lot of confidence. On February 2nd, we have a 222 code, and that's because February is the second month, it is the second, and the universal date is 11, which reduces to 2. So 222 is truly a reconnection, balancing, diplomacy, caring, kindness, beauty, harmony, and balance number. There's a lot of serenity in this code. And because the code adds up to 11, we have that amazing portal opening up into all these amazing frequencies of cooperation and peace and harmony. So what this allows you to do is intimately connect with your heart and one-on-one with others, to be so present that you communicate with deep compassion. You're very sensitive to your environment today and the people you come into contact with. So listen super closely to your intuition because miracles can be revealed. You want to practice being present and at peace at all times before you respond or engage. Now the moon is sextile Uranus today, and that's a wonderful invitation to follow your instinct, take risks, open up to your inner genius because it will radically allow you to gain a new perspective. And Uranus plays a major role in February, also because Uranus rules Aquarius and the Sun is still in Aquarius until February 19th. So Uranus is very present with the shifts and the unbelievable quest for freedom and independence. So today, with the Moon sextile Uranus, you're very inventive. You are curious, and that brings insights and answers that maybe you've been seeking for a while. Uranus may also help you uncover a critical missing link that connects the dots for you. You're more open to sharing your feelings, and especially feelings that you may have withheld, that you may have thought were too out there or too different or unique. It's also an ideal time to release habits and old paradigms that you've known are not working for you anymore and replace them with your newfound wisdom and enthusiasm to act on that wisdom. On Friday, the 3rd of February, we have a double three code. The whole date adds up to 12, the number of learning of the eternal student. And the number three is very playful, imaginative, creative. So you want to follow what lights you up with pleasure and joy and happiness. Education and learning enhance that inner creativity today, and there is a sense of just expressing yourself in as many ways and degrees as possible. This is a wonderful day to be social. It's also a day of flexibility, freedom, as you share your feelings. Just guard against getting pulled into other people's emotional dramas and focus on enjoyment, on celebration, creating a sense of let's celebrate with a party or let's celebrate through romance, getting together with friends. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday for that. Now the Sun is square to Uranus today, and this begins really the square aspect between Sun, Moon, and Uranus, which is exact during the full moon in Leo on the 5th, on Sunday. So Uranus is coming in, as I said, has a major presence in February. You want to make new plans, express how you feel with total freedom, no restrictions. If you feel the need to be impulsive or rebellious or even aggressive, remember you must take a lot of deep breaths and be careful against projecting onto others. Rather, express those feelings. It's not that you are not to express them, but not at the expense of somebody else. Now, Uranus also will help you to create positive changes in your life if you are putting the tension and relieving the tension and putting that into action, because a square is all about action. So if you feel restless, you definitely want to get to the bottom of the reason. Ask your guides, ask Source to bring you awareness about what is contributing to that restlessness, and be open to a new way of approaching it, or be open to just hear what it is that is bringing a sense of restlessness. So you are truly going against the grain in terms of doing the same old stuff, the usual. You're making new plans. You're figuring out new ideas to be more flexible. And like I said, this theme continues for the next few days. It is really the theme of the week. And on Saturday, the 4th of February, Venus squares Mars. So we have a second square here. And that means that you just feel very sensually and sexually activated. This is energetically exhilarating. You want to guard, though, against overexcitement, aggressiveness, or disputes. You want to channel your energy into manifesting. Remember, the square is all about action. So have those actionable goals ready to go, and you can fulfill your deepest desires in a very creative way today. And then we come to Sunday, the 5th of February. This is, of course, Leo full moon day, with the full moon at 16 degrees And on this day, the 5th of February, we have a code that is a double five, which ties in beautifully to the T-squared Uranus, because number five is about the same frequencies, being adventurous, being fearless, being open-minded, exploring, being the inventor, seeking freedom. So those frequencies are exactly what Uranus stands for. The sun is in Aquarius, opposite Leo. Aquarius also is all about going beyond boundaries. So you want to embrace that inner adventurer in you. And you want to certainly, throughout this month, be very, very comfortable with embracing the unexpected, because you may need to make some quick decisions. You are also connecting with people, especially today, the day of the full moon. The number five is the people number, but also Uranus and Aquarius and the sun in Aquarius are they guide you into new groups and new experiences with others. So this is going to be a big part of this full moon. Now, for the whole full moon forecast, just go to part one of the February Premium Wealth Forecast, where we cover every aspect of this full moon. Now, on Monday the 6th, we have a double six code. We have the 15 spiritual alchemist number activated as well, which is all about uplifting others through love, being the magician, and focusing in general today on love, healing, and abundance. This is a very beautiful code of affluence, sweetness, romance, nurturing. Your responsibilities may be heightened as you care for others. You crave affection and you wear your heart on your sleeve. You want to spend time with loved ones. Harmony and beauty are even more important to you today. Focus on nurturing your mind, body, and soul, and on creating financial flow. So this is the day of the spiritual alchemist, and that means you can alchemize joy, health, and abundance. So if you have a project or an idea, people to contact, things to do regarding any kind of wealth related topics, this is a wonderful day to focus on that. Now, Mercury sextiles Neptune today, and that enriches your imagination in a big way. You feel truly inspired. You may have premonition of coming events. You have a comprehension, a natural comprehension of spiritual and intellectual concepts so that they merge within you. You really feel with Mercury sextile Neptune that you can or want to engage in activities that inspire your soul. So allow your mind to wander, to daydream, to explore other realms, which requires some silence, of course, or being out in nature. You just feel very creative, so you want to do anything that lights a creative fire under you. Compassion and tenderness flow through all your relationships. Socializing is easy today. Music and beauty relax you and inspire. And then we come to a very exciting day. It is the 7th of February, and that means that it's a triple 777 day. And the reason is that we are an amazing seven universal year. 7th of February, and then the whole date adds up to 16, which reduces to 7. So it basically means serenity, rest, inspiration, bringing heaven into your heart, meditating on the mysteries of life, spending time alone at some point today to be in that silent space, definitely connecting with nature in whichever way you can. Being open to receiving amazing insights that are going to steer you in the direction of fulfillment. And just know that you're being spiritually awakened at a deeper level. The moon is opposite Venus today, and that means you're connecting with your deepest emotions, some appearing after being buried in your subconscious. So turn to beauty, turn to everything that brings pleasure to keep you emotionally in balance. That means surrounding yourself with items that inspire you. Having a clean room, having a sense of the beautiful in your life. You definitely feel like you need more affection and love, and you want to share those with others. You can resolve tensions in your intimate relationships, and you want to share your love and dive into a creative project if you can. You feel very sensual. Just guard against a possible stronger sweet tooth or overstimulation. Spend some time alone to nurture your heart and feel in harmony with who you are. And of course, that goes along with the 777 code. Focus on art, music, beautiful scents, and affection to keep emotionally balanced.